With Halloween upon us, we couldn't help but think about all the frights and all the funds and how they live together, which is a truth for many investors as well. We're gonna walk through some of the common frights, but help you remind you of the long-term fun that being an investor can bring. One of the first commentaries I wrote was from Fear to Fear, The Life of Too Many Investors. And we see this all the time. People who are getting scared out in the midst of some volatility, who are too scared to ever get in the first place. Panic, prediction, that's not a process. And it's also so unnecessary. We don't want any clients, any investors having to live in perpetual fear. And you don't have to. And here are a few reasons. Number one, as we touched on last week, corrections are a very normal part of business. Matt will pop this graphic up over my screen, but you see corrections happen usually on average every year, every 18 months. They're part of healthy markets. Number two is, again, there's nothing you can do about it anyway. You're not gonna predict. As if predicting the future wasn't hard enough, how markets will react to things, even if you can successfully predict them, are different every time. What led to a correction at one moment in time, the market will look right past in another moment in time. The analogy I'll use with clients all the time is, this is a lot like worrying about the weather. It's gonna rain. We know it's gonna rain. Don't have it be an excuse for never leaving your house. Never leaving your house, never getting investing, not gonna help you live the most full life that you could otherwise live. Rain, market volatility, not something that needs to be feared. Get a little preparation, get that proverbial raincoat umbrella on. That's diversification for those of you speaking investment speak, and you'll be just fine. And get through that weather, get to many more sunny days down the road. So why is the stock market going up? Getting this question a lot. There's all these things wrong in the world, and people are fed them all the day in the news. Social media algorithms love to put these things in front of you. Don Rissmiller from Strategis summarized some positive things we'll get to here in a moment, but the biggest thing is, just like these frights and these scares are always present, so are a lot of positive catalysts, and there have been a number. With some of the labor market weakness comes Fed cuts and easing Fed. That's gonna help boost liquidity within the system, lower the cost for people on a whole host of different things. Coming up soon, you have a fair amount of fiscal stimulus with some of the different tax cuts and personal tax refunds that'll be kicking in to gear here in 2026. You also have the end of the Fed with quantitative tightening, which is kind of, not literally, a rate cut in and of itself. Markets love liquidity, they love monetary supply, they're getting more of it. That's a positive here moving forward. Another positive, as summarized by Neil Data of RENMAC, is that September saw underlying inflation measures ease. So again, inflation's not back maybe where the Fed wants it to go, but the fears, the trade angst that we've been going through this year is going to lead to runaway inflation again. It's just proving not to be the case. Again, that again gives the Fed the cover to continue to ease, and ease they did this week. They cut rates by 25 basis points, announced the end of their quantitative tightening regime as of December 1st. Threw the market for a little bit of loop when Powell stated that a December cut wasn't certain. A lot of reasons to believe the Fed will continue its rate cutting cycle. Odds markets still have a full percent of rates predicted here over the next year. Tom Lee of Fundstrat, an analyst you know we respect greatly, had this quote to say, if the job market continues to stall, the Fed will be dovish. Part of the reason for job softness is gains made by AI and corporate profits for those companies leveraged to AI, meaning equities could rise as job market weakens, but this would lead to a dovish Fed because the Fed's mandate is labor markets, not targeting corporate profits. So, again, hard to understand. You may have lost a job. Someone you care about may have lost a job. It's hard to look at that nature of your world or the economy and think, well, how does the market continue to trudge higher? Again, it's a profit machine. And when it comes to profits, we're gonna end on this. It continues to go well. Again, the S&P 500 is not your neighborhood company. It's the 505 biggest companies in the world. And their earnings are coming in well. We're right in the middle of earnings seasons. Quite literally about half the S&P 500 companies have reported. 83% are beating their earnings estimate by an average of 5%. Some of the big tech names reported this week. Some got punished a little bit after, but that was on CapEx expenditures and why they're spending. Love this stat of the week for me, that by 2030, an additional 20.5 billion devices are expected to connect to the internet. The story is not over in terms of new technologies, new people, new revenue drivers. And so these are the catalysts for all that might be troubled in the world that continue to help support the market. Will there be a day of rain coming down the pike? I'm sure there will be, but again, not an excuse to need to hide or run, just part of the process and one that we're happy to help you navigate at any time. Thanks so much.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.